I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Coffee Break Chinese, Season 1, Episode 6.
Hello, my name is Peng Ma Ke.
欢迎来到 Coffee Break Chinese.
Welcome back to another episode of Coffee Break Chinese. Yes, we are here and we are here to help you learn some Chinese. I'm doing the learning in this program. And of course, our teacher, Crystal, is here to help us all. Our teacher, we now know the word for teacher. You taught us that in the bonus episode last time. Let me see if I can remember. Was it 老师?老师。老师。非常好。 So you are our 老师. Mm-hmm. And I am the 学生。非常好,学生。学生。 Okay, so we'll go through those words again in just a moment. But if this is the first episode of Coffee Break Chinese that you happen to be listening to, then please know that you can go back to Lesson 1 and start learning along with this course. Now, you can find out more about Coffee Break Chinese at coffeebreakchinese.com. But coming up in this episode, we're going to be looking a little more at family members, and we're also going to be learning the very important topic of numbers, counting in Chinese. So I am going to see if I can remember how to say this. 准备好了吗?
开始吧。Let's
get started. Crystal, let's begin with a little bit of review of the family members that we covered last time. We don't need to do them all because there are lots of them, let's be honest. So let's just run through a few of them. How would we say mother?
Mama.
Mama. Mm-hmm. What about father?
Baba.
Baba. Wife?
妻子.
And husband?
丈夫.
What about son?
儿子.
And daughter?
女儿.
And what about uncle?
叔叔.
Just before we go on, can I ask you something about uncle? Because I was reading in another book over the course of the past week, and I was looking at the family members in this book, and there was actually a different word for uncle. I can't remember what that word was, but can you perhaps guess?
Very good question. That must be 伯伯.
That was it, yeah, 伯伯. So what is the difference between 叔叔 and 伯伯?
叔叔 is the younger brother of your father.
Okay.
伯伯 is the elder brother of your father.
Right. So if I were to say that my father's elder brother were called John, for example,
then you'd say 我伯伯叫John.
我伯伯叫John.
对.
Okay. So that's my father's elder brother, but his younger brother.
我叔叔叫John.
我叔叔, is that 叔叔?
叔, first tone. 叔, neutral tone.
我叔叔叫John.
对.
Okay, now, last time you told me that if I were meeting your parents, for example, then I would call your father, hello, uncle.
That's
你好,
right.
你好, 叔叔.
Yes, that's when your father is older than my own father. However, if your father is younger than my father, you'd call my father 伯伯.
Okay, can I ask, in the case where you're not quite sure, is it better to be respectful and suggest that your father is older than my father? Is
Depends.
That the way it works?
Depends. If my father looks obviously, you know, very young and dashing, you wouldn't want to offend him, call him bobo, meaning he's older than your own father, right? So it's really case by case. You have to judge.
Right, just to complicate things a little.
That's right.
Now, we were talking before we started here, and there are some slightly complex things in terms of family members, if we're talking about extended family mm-hmm. members. And traditionally, in lesson six of our other Coffee Break courses, we've looked at extended family members, be they cousins or nieces and nephews. Unfortunately, things aren't quite as simple in the Mandarin Chinese. Is that correct?
对.
So let's look at the word for cousin, because in English we have one word for cousin, in Mandarin you have eight.
对.
Right, bring it on. Let's see how we can do this.
Okay, first of all, let's talk about the cousins from the father's side.
Okay.
So the common word is 堂.
堂.
Yes. So Mark, if I say 堂哥, can you guess what it means?
Well, we've already learned 哥哥. Mm-hmm. Which was elder brother.
Yeah.
So can I guess that this is, from my father's side, an elder male cousin?
That's correct. 对.
Okay. So does it work along with 弟的?
堂弟.
Okay, so it's the 堂 is the common thing that sits my father's side's cousins. Right. And 堂弟 would be a younger male cousin
对.
From my father's side.
对.
Can I guess what the... female cousin might be, if we're going to use uh-huh. these words for sister, mm-hmm. Because a female sister, obviously a female sister, a sister, an elder sister would be 姐姐.
对.
So would it be, if it's an elder cousin from my father's side who's female, would uh-huh. it be 堂姐?
对对对.
And therefore the other one was
妹妹.
Okay, so it must be, for my younger female cousin on my father's side, 堂妹.
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 对.
堂妹. Okay.
Okay.
It sounded complicated to begin with. It's now sounding a little less complicated.
It's very logical. So yeah. If you move on to the mother's side, yeah. You just change the word 堂 to 表.
Okay. So let's run through these then. So 表 is the mother's side cousins.
That's right.
And we're going to add in 表哥,
that's right.
For my mother's, a cousin on my mother's side who is male and older.
That's right.
A cousin on my mother's side who is male and younger must be 表弟. 弟.
表弟.
表弟. Mm-hmm. Okay. A cousin on my mother's side who is female and older will be 表姐.
表姐.
姐. Okay. Mm-hmm. 表姐. And then a cousin on my mother's side who's female and younger must be, process of elimination here, 表妹.
对, 表妹.
表妹.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so those eight words, they all mean
just
cousin.
Just cousin.
I assume that this is reflected in other things as well, yeah.
That's right.
Okay. I don't think we're going to go through all of these here, but what I would like to do is talk a little bit about the cultural aspects of this. So let's stop, let's pause for a little bit of culture now.
Okay.
Okay, Crystal, first of all, I'd like to ask you about the difference between 堂 and 表. So why is your father's side cousins, why are they referred to as 堂?
Because they are from the father's line of the family, so they are allowed to enter the family hall to pay respect and to offer sacrifice to their ancestors.
So in a home, you have like a shrine in the hall of the house, yeah?
Yes.
Okay, so the 堂 are the father's side, and then 表, what does 表 mean?
表 literally means surface or outside.
Okay. Uh-huh. So I'm guessing these are people who are outside the core of the family because so they're not blood relatives in a sense.
So they are from the mother's side.
From the mother's side. Okay. Mm-hmm. It is complicated. Does this also extend to grandparents, for example?
Indeed, it does. For example, we have learned your paternal grandfather, 爷爷.
爷爷.
But if it's maternal grandfather, it's 外公.
外公.
And maternal grandmother, 外婆.
外婆.
So we have the common word is 外.
And what does 外 mean?
外 means outsider.
Okay, so it's similar to 表 in the sense that it's outside.
对.
Okay.
Mark, Let's see if you can work out this one. 外人.
Well, 外 is outside, and we've learned 人 as people for like 苏格兰人, Scottish people. So 外人, people from outside.
Yeah, so anybody who is not your family member.
Like an outsider then.
That's right. And I've got another one for you. 外国人.
Okay, so 国 is something to do with country. So would that be someone who's from outside my country, a foreign person?
Correct.
Okay. 外国人.
对对对.
So anyone who's foreign would be 外国人.
对。非常好.
Okay, I have one final question about all of this, and it's something that I am familiar with from my own relatives from Italy, because very often in Italian families, in the past certainly, then the first son was called primo, and then the second son was called secondo, so first, second, and third. And you mentioned something earlier before we started recording that there was a similar scenario in the Chinese.
Yes, indeed. In China, our parents call the children, for example, my family, we have five altogether. So my elder brother, he's the eldest one. My parents call him 老大. 大 means big.
Okay.
老大. And the second child, 老二. 二 means second.
Okay.
And 老三 means the third. 老四, the fourth, so on and so forth.
Okay, so where do you come in this?
I am the third one, so they call me 老三.
老三. Okay, this is quite handy because right after the break, we're going to be talking about numbers.
对.
We'd like to take this opportunity to remind you that you can get more out of your Coffee Break Chinese experience by signing up for our full course on the Coffee Break Academy. In addition to the audio lessons, you'll get access to bonus listening materials, lesson notes, and video versions of each lesson, showing the Mandarin words and phrases written out in pinyin and Chinese characters. You can find out more at coffeebreakchinese.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome back. Now, just before the break there, Crystal, you were telling us about the order of your family, and you mentioned a couple of numbers, but I think it's time that we learned how to count in Chinese. Does that seem okay?
好的.
Oh, okay, let's go. We'll do 1 to 10 first, and then we'll add in a few others. So, 1.
一.
一. Okay, 2.
二.
That's the one you mentioned there for your family.
对.
二. Again?
二.
二. What about 3?
三.
三. And 4? 四. Now, these numbers all need their tones, don't they? So it's very important that we get their tones right here when we're doing numbers. Let's go through 1, 2, 3, 4 again, just together.
一二三四.
一二三四.
对.
Okay, let's continue on with 5.
五.
五. And 6.
六.
六. And what about 7?
七.
七. And 8.
八.
pa.
Mm-hmm.
Can we put 5, 6, 7, 8 together?
5, 6, 7, 8.
5, 6, 7, 8.
很好.
And let's add a 9.
九.
And 10.
十. 十. 对.
Okay, so let's go from 1 to 10. Perhaps we'll do it in groups of 3.
Okay. 一, 二, 三.
一, 二, 三.
四, 五, 六.
四, 五, 六.
七, 八, 九, 十.
七, 八, 九, 十.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Quite tricky to remember the tones. Is there a number for 0?
对.
So what would that be?
零.
零. We do need a 0 if we're going to be giving phone numbers, for example. Let's see if we can do a phone number. Can you give us a typical Chinese phone number? Please don't call this number. We don't know who it belongs to. It's certainly not my number nor Crystal's number. But just let's give a phone number for
okay.
practice.
I want to give you a mobile number.
Okay.
In Chinese one. So that's 139-1788-4880.
Okay, before we actually try to work that number out, you used...
Yao.
Yao, yeah. Mm-hmm. What's that all about?
Yes. And we call 一 when you count from 1 to 10. Mm-hmm. So we say 一二三四. However, in telephone numbers, the 1 we always call it 幺.
Yao. Mm-hmm. Does the Chinese character change there?
It does.
It does. So there's a different Chinese character for 1 when it's yao as opposed to when it's yi.
对.
Okay, well, again, if you're watching the video version of this, I'm sure you'll see the different characters there for yao and yi. Okay, let's hear the Chinese number again and we'll see if we can work it out.
Mm-hmm. 139-1788-4880.
Okay, right. So let's take the first part.
Yao is 1.
1.
三 is 3. 九, 9. 9.
So 139. Can I try this?
Mm-hmm.
139.
Mm-hmm.
The next part.
幺七八八.
So we've got another 1. And then 7.
7.
And then 88.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 1788.
四八八零.
四 was 4. Mm-hmm. And then... Ba, ba, again, 88. And the last one?
Ling.
Ling is 0.
0.
Okay. There's a lot of 8s in that number.
I pick it because it's a lucky number.
Ah, okay. So the number 8 is lucky in Chinese, or in China.
And 九 is also a lucky number.
Okay. Why is that?
Do you want the short version or longer version?
I think given that we're already 16 minutes into our lesson, we better have the short version.
Alrighty. Shorter version. Ba in Mandarin we pronounce as ba, however, in Cantonese is fa. So fa in Chinese is also like to become prosperous.
Okay.
So it's auspicious.
So ba then is a lucky number. You also mentioned that zhu is a lucky number.
对, zhu in Chinese means longevity.
Okay, so we're talking about longevity, living long and being prosperous, live long and prosper, like mm-hmm. this one for our Star Trek fans out there.
Right.
Are there unlucky numbers?
In this particular, yes, there's a 四, number 4.
Okay.
四 pronounces very close to death pronunciation. 四.
四, okay. Mm-hmm. So you would prefer not to have 4 in your house number then, if you can avoid it.
Right.
Are people generally superstitious in China?
I think most of us are.
Okay.
Still, yeah.
Okay, so we've got se.
Number 4.
And se.
Death.
Again, a good reason to concentrate on our tones, yeah?
对.
Okay, let's run through the numbers from 0 to 10 again.
好. 零.
零.
一.
一.
二.
二.
三.
三.
四.
四.
五.
五六六七七八八九九 十。And if we're counting further than 10, does it get very complicated?
No, it's actually quite straightforward and logical.
Okay.
It's easy if you have learned from 0 to 10, then you can count easily to 99.
All right, okay. Mm-hmm. So what would 11 be there?
11 is 10 plus 1, so that's 十一.
Mm-hmm.
Basically,
so that's just
10, 1.
Okay, so would 12 be 十二?
Right.
Okay, and then it would be 十三, 十四, 十五, 十六, 十七, 十八, 十九. I'm guessing it's not 十十, 10, 10.
20, it's 2, 10.
Oh, okay, so 二十.
Yeah, basically you just read out the digit by digit.
Yeah. 二十. Can you say that again?
二十.
I'm not making my R sound there.
Yeah.
Open enough. 二十. All right. So can I guess then, would 26 be 2, 10, 6?
对.
二十六.
对.
二十六.
对.
Give me another number.
28.
That would be 28.
29.
29. 24.
对,很好.
Okay, so then 30 would be 3, 10, presumably?
对.
Okay, are there any exceptions?
No.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, so I love it when there are no exceptions. So let's see, 35. Let's see if I can work this out. 35 would be 3, 10, 5. Mm-hmm. So that would become 三. 十五,对,三十五. Okay, I think what we should do is you should give us a test on our numbers. Can we have five different numbers, all between 1 and or 0 and 99?
How?
And let's see if we can work them out. So,
okay.
Number 1.
十二.
Let's see that again.
十二.
I think that's 12.
Very good. 很好.
Okay. All right, let's try another one.
五十三.
Again.
五十三.
So that's 五, which is 5, 十, 10, and 三.
3.
53.
Good.
Okay.
八十七.
One more time.
八十七.
That would be 87?
Very good.
八十七. Okay, number 4.
四十六.
So that's 四. I'm getting my 4s and my 10s mixed up. 四十六.非常好.四十六. Okay, and one more.
九十九.
That must be 99.
对.
九十九. Okay. 非常好.
太好了.
I think we're almost finished for this episode. I think we're getting our tongues tied a little bit with these numbers. But that actually makes me think of something, because a few years back we made a 1 minute Mandarin, a sort of a beginner's course here at Radiolingua with Ling Ling. And Ling Ling taught us a tongue twister.
Yes, I know the one you're talking about.
Okay, can you help us with this?
Okay. 四是四,十是十,十四是十四,四十是四十. Can you guess?
It's something to do with numbers, I know that.
Which two numbers we're talking about?
I think we're talking about 4 and 10.
That's right.
And presumably then we can add 4 and 10 together to either get 14 or 40.
对.
So go through it slowly.
Okay.
There's one other thing in here.
是,
that, yeah.
Meaning, yeah, is.
Is, mm-hmm. because we've learned 就是,
对.
我爸爸.
对对对.
This is my father. So let's see it phrase by phrase.
四是四.
That would mean 4 is 4.
对. 十是十.
10 is 10.
十四是十四.
So that would be 10, 4, so 14 is 14.
对. 四十是四十。
40 is 40.
对。
Okay, let's see if I can say this now.
Okay.
You give me each line.
Okay. 四是四。
四是四。
十是十。
十是十。
十四是十四。
十四是十四。
四十是四十。
四十是四十。
很好。
Right, the whole thing. I'm going to try this on my own. Here goes. 四十四十四十十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四十四 我也累了。Okay, now you can put those numbers to practice further with our bonus materials, and that involves a video version where you can see all the Chinese characters and the pinyin written on the screen on the video version of the lesson, and also the lesson notes, which help you understand everything that we've covered, and bonus listening materials where Crystal will be checking all of our understanding with some translation challenges. You can find out all about that at coffeebreakchinese.com.
Come and practice your Chinese in Facebook. Perhaps we're going to post some challenges to help you practice your numbers. Just go to facebook.com/coffeebreakchinese.
And we're also on Twitter. We're at Learn Chinese on Twitter. So you can head over to Twitter and follow us there. That is it for this episode. This is episode number Liu.
对.
We'll be back next time with episode number 七.
再见.
再见, 谢谢.
谢谢.
You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.